Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for cattle futures to open moderately lower today, pressured by spillover selling and struggling carcass value. On the other hand, the hog contract should open on a firm basis thanks to residual buying and improving cash stability. Well, so far this week, it looks like slumping futures continue to be determined to lead Fed cattle sales lower and lower. Spot October plunged below last week's low, setting a new 6-week low in the process. While this latest bearish shock essentially paralyzed buyers and sellers alike, a handful of dress deals were reported in parts of the north at $155 and $156. Now, the hog buyers, they're expected to resume work today with basically steady bids. Supply and demand certainly appear to be in better balance this week. The dark shadow of record pork tonnage could soon reassert itself, though, but for the moment, the cash market seems to be more on an even keel. Tuesday's hog kill was once again shortened by flooding in North Carolina and recovery in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. Well, in the futures, the corn closed a little higher yesterday and soybeans were about unchanged ahead of today's government crop report. The crop markets largely avoided damage from sharply lower equity markets. Wheat futures are narrowly mixed as the plains are forecast to receive rain the next few days, which should help emerge winter wheat. Now, again, those wheat markets were mixed on report week. Weather maps have rain moving into the central and southern plains later on, which should help emerge wheat. Rain moves through Brazil this week where wheat harvest is underway. Southeast Australia may have light rain where harvest is progressing. Eastern Ukraine and southeast Russia may have light showers where wheat is also being planted. Corn futures closed about 2 cents higher yesterday in light trading, with December holding technical support above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. And soybeans finished, nearly unchanged in light trading ahead of today's reports. Updates on harvest later today and on the crop size on Wednesday prevented significant price moves. We'll check futures after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 18th at 2 o'clock, we will be at Texas County Fairgrounds in Guymon, where 49 tracts in Texas County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
Well, October live cattle down 137 at 97.50, December down 95 at 99.10, October feeder cattle down 52 at 124.12, November down 45 at 119.57, December hogs up 40 at 42.77, February is up 52 at 50.10. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 3/4 at 406 and a quarter, the March down a half penny at 423, December wheat Chicago up 3.5 at 407 and a quarter, and March is up 1.25. At 425. December corn's up 2.25, 345 and a half. March up 2 cents at 355 and a quarter. November soybeans up down a quarter penny, 954 and a quarter. January up a quarter penny, 961 and 3/4. December cotton is down 7, 6707. The March down 9, 6763. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.